Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys are having an amazing Friday. Well, happy Friday, happy start to the weekend. I'm so excited today. We're gonna talk about a topic that I'm really, really passionate about. And I also have a few updates, as you can tell. If you can't already tell, you guys, there is an announcement. So let's do a background story on this because we need the story. So, as you can tell, I rebranded the podcast cover art and the podcast name because of a lot of reasons, honestly. But first, what is the name? So, this podcast was named the Read and Tell Podcast, which was the first name that I came up with last year, and I had that name for 1 year, but there was just always something missing, you know, and I didn't really put a lot of thought into it last year, it's not that I regret it, but I wish I had thought about it a lot more to have kind of like more meaning, to have the podcast name have a meaning, a real meaning that I can relate to and you guys can relate to. So I decided a month ago that I was actually going to put research and do the job to rebrand the podcast and make it the best that it can be. And what I did, because I know I'm not the best at names, and I knew that I just needed some help. I just needed some help to come up with a name that really resonated with me, resonated with you guys, and that it was kind of like catchy, but at the same time, relatable. I don't know if I'm making any sense. But what I did is I went to Fiverr, and Fiverr is so amazing. You guys, if you don't know what Fiverr is, it's Fiverr, and it's basically a freelancing website. You can literally create, anybody can create an account there, and you can do freelancing work. So I literally just searched up people who give out like brand name ideas or podcast name ideas for your business, for your podcast, for your YouTube channel. Like, there is for every single thing. People do everything. People have so many skills, and it's amazing. So I found this girl on Fiverr, and her name is Alana, and she's from Australia, which is so cool. I really want to go to Australia someday. But basically, she creates names, comes up with podcast names. So I hired her to help me kind of like make my vision come true with the podcast name. So that is exactly what happened. And I'm so glad that I hired her and I got help to actually do this right and to feel that the podcast name is right, you know? To feel that emotion that's the name, that is what I want it to be, and just have meaning. So Alana gave me like 20 different podcast name ideas, and one of the names that she gave me was Current Chapter with Isabella Jirley, and I really liked Current Chapter, but after I talked with like my family members, with my friends, and asked them like, what do you think of this name? Like, do you get it? Like, do you understand the meaning? And they were like, I mean, I get it, but it's not it yet. And they gave me more ideas. And at the end of the day, I decided with the latest chapter with Isabella Jirley. And I just completely love the name. I love it so much. The meaning of the name, what I want this name to represent for this podcast and the idea. And it's basically the idea that I have in my head is that each episode that I put out will be a new chapter in a book, as if you were reading a book and you get a new chapter each week. That is what I wanted to do with the podcast, and that is why each episode will be chapter in, etc. Like for this week, it's chapter in, getting out of my comfort zone, etc., etc. And that is what I wanted it to be, a new chapter each week for you guys, because we all resonate with books and we're going to talk about so many cool things. I'm just really, really happy and excited. This week has been very eye-opening and humbling, to say the least. So I'm really excited about this new chapter. Chapter, get it? Oh my God, I'm so excited. So yeah, the latest chapter with Isabella Jurley, and you guys are going to get a new chapter each week where we're going to talk about so many different things, about books, maybe book recommendations, unpopular book opinions, life in general, my struggles, things that I've learned, advice that I can give you guys, and I'm just really pumped. I'm really, really pumped. So that is basically the update. And now for the cover art of this podcast episode, because oh my God, you guys, have you seen the cover art? Like, you're obviously listening right now, but the cover art is so pretty. It's so amazing. And I knew I wanted to find someone to create this cover art for me. And I found the perfect girl. And I did really research and look through, I don't know, like a lot of different like small businesses and designers on Instagram until I found the perfect account. So let me just look it up real quick so I can give you guys the exact name. So the account is Lunette by Parul, and this account is run by a girl in India, and her artwork is just amazing. I am in love with her designs. She's so talented, and I just knew that I wanted her to create and visualize what I wanted the podcast episode to be, and how I wanted the basically how I wanted the cover art for you guys and for you guys to relate to it. So I'm just overall so happy with how everything turned out, and I'm just so excited for this new chapter, and I hope you guys like it. I really put thought into it, really thought about how you guys would relate to the podcast episode, how to make it relatable for you guys and actually valuable, for you guys to learn, for you guys to feel like you have a comfort podcast for you to listen every single week. And I'm so excited. Okay, that is basically the update, the 10-minute update. I've been talking for 10 minutes, but I'm sure that I'm going to edit a lot of things out. But let's get into today's topic, because honestly, today's topic became really, I became really passionate about this topic real fast this week. And I'm going to start with last weekend, because it has been a roller coaster of a week, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm really, really proud of myself that I was able to turn it around and completely, like 360, completely turned around my week into something entirely different. And I really wanted this chapter to be about changing your mindset and getting out of your comfort zone, because that is something that, again, I've been experiencing this week, and it's been eye-opening, humbling, and it's just a necessary slap to the face. That's basically it. Very, very necessary slap to the face to just wake up and realize so many things. I'm gonna get into it. So last weekend, I have talked about this in the last two episodes, how this year was a very confusing year for me. I felt really lost. I honestly didn't even know what to do with my content. But in all seriousness, this week has made me realize all the time that I felt lost or confused, that it was just part of the process of my mind realizing that I need to change, and I need to change something in myself, and that is how I'm gonna change and evolve. That's how you grow. And I've been kind of in a really comfortable state for years. Like, I would say since the pandemic, I've been a very comfortable person, in the sense that everything I do needs to feel comfortable. Like, I don't get out of my comfort zone. And when I say I don't get out of my comfort zone, I quite literally mean don't really do anything to get out of my comfort zone. Because if I feel like I'm getting out of my comfort zone, my body, my mind just literally draws me back. And it's like, oh, no, that feels uncomfortable. I'm not going to do that. Let's rewind. Go back. And I've just been doing that for so long now that that's all I know. And this week, I realized that if I don't change something in myself, and if I don't evolve, if I don't start getting out of my comfort zone, if I don't expand my beliefs, my everything, I'm gonna feel stuck forever. It's not that I only just, quote unquote, don't know what to do, feel confused, feel lost. Is that it's more that I feel that way because I'm not changing. I'm not getting out of my comfort zone. How am I gonna learn if I don't actually get out of my comfort zone and start looking at things differently? I spent so much time this past weekend through actually Monday that I was just overall feeling very down, feeling kind of like getting into a depressive episode, because I don't suffer from depression. I suffer from, I have anxiety, and I've had anxiety since 2018, like serious anxiety, 2018. But since like three years ago, I sometimes have depressive episodes where I can get depressed for maybe weeks, a few days, weeks, and then I kind of like get out of it. But I felt that it's because when you know, you know. When you know that it's starting, it's, you already know. And that's what was happening to me this past weekend. And throughout Monday, still, Monday I woke up, felt like shit, thought to myself, I'm gonna try to turn this day around, but I didn't really mean it. Like, I was still feeling sorry for myself, feeling down, feeling depressed because I didn't have this and I didn't have that, and why didn't this work, and just a lot of whys, and overall just feeling sorry for myself, which that never helps. Feeling sorry for yourself never helps you. It only brings you down and even more into the depressive episode or the depressive state or a very sad state. Because what am I learning? How am I evolving if I feel sorry for myself? And at the end of the day, it's very humbling to realize how stupid it has been for this entire time for me to feel sorry for myself and just think that, oh, I'm not like this, that's why I don't have this, or my personality lacks this, and I'm just too much like this and too much like that, and just picking apart everything about myself and negatively speaking to myself. And that holds a lot of power. It can go on for weeks, for months, for years, that you speak down on yourself. And it's really, really important how you view yourself. And it doesn't really have to do with how others portray you, how others view you, because what is in the baseline, what's really, really important is how you view yourself. And for so long, for months, I've just been in this self-hatred place where I just talk down to myself. I never say good things about myself. I don't pat myself in the back when I do something new, when I complete things. And that also has to do with getting too comfortable and not wanting to do new things, getting out of my comfort zone. And all of these things I have realized in a week. That's insane. That is how quickly you can change your mindset and how quickly you can wake up. Because I feel like it's that. We need to wake up. For too long, I've been overthinking and psychoanalyzing my feelings and all of this. Like, it's been too long, and I don't hold myself accountable for my bad behaviors. And at the end of the day, it's not that I don't try to change my negative bad behaviors, but it's that I am basically in denial the entire time, or I try to downplay the behaviors, downplay what I feel. And again, just the self-hatred just overflows everything. And when you talk so negatively, it just blurs out the so many of the positive things that you have in your life. And that is what was happening to me. And it's so crazy. Like, I can't even explain how crazy it is to realize this in a week. It's so insane, because I have been working on myself for maybe 3 years, like going to a therapist, like actually going to a therapist for 3 years, maybe even a little bit longer. And I have grown, don't get me wrong, I have grown so much going to therapy, so much. And you really learn so many things about yourself, about your childhood, how to heal traumas, and why you are the way you are. But at the end of the day, if you don't want to evolve, if you don't want to grow, if you don't want to change, it won't really matter, because you will stay in the same place as long as you wish, as long as you're in denial. So going back to my week, Monday, I decided that I was going to start. I was really, really sad, really depressed. I was crying a lot. And for the majority of the day, until maybe it was like, I don't remember if it was like 2 p.m., 3 p.m., that I stumbled upon a YouTube video. And it was from The Wizard Liz. If you haven't heard of her, oh my god, she is amazing. But basically, she does, her videos are really like inspirational. They teach you a lot about getting out of your comfort zone, how to change your life, how to manifest, all of these things. But they're not like very subtle, like, oh, you need to do this and you can change, you can do this. No, she's like a very slap in the face kind of girl. She's not playing around. it's effective. Sometimes I need a slap in the face. I don't need someone to tell me things are gonna be okay, you can get out of it. And maybe at some point in my life, sometimes you do need those words, but some other times you do need tough love. And that's what I needed, tough love. And after watching her video, I just immediately stopped crying. And I realized, like, what am I doing? Like, what am I achieving sitting here crying, feeling sorry for myself? Because again, I don't have this. Why do I feel this way? Why does it happen to me? Why can't I just be happy? Why am I not funny? Why am I not this and that and that? So many things that just obviously they're gonna put you down. And after watching her video, I was like, it's enough. no more. And don't get me wrong, like, I still felt like shit the entire day. But I got up and I went to the gym. I went to the gym in my apartment building. And I just started walking in the treadmill. Just walking. And then I just started running. And it seems really, really stupid, but getting that switch is basically, you need to flip the switch that you need to start prioritizing your health, how you view yourself, what you believe in, what your goals in life are, how you want to achieve, and start believing in yourself. And it's a really complicated process, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm still figuring it out, and I'm gonna still for a while figure it out. Like, I'm still in the process. Just in 1 week, since, not even a week, you guys, like, not even a week, it was Monday. I'm recording this on Thursday, not even a week, a few days, and I set up a new routine. I started listening to affirmations. I started listening to guided meditations. I started reading self-help books. I started going to, every single day, I began running in the treadmill, and that was my workout for the day. Started new routines, stopped watching so much TikTok for several hours, because that is so harmful. I would spend so many hours on TikTok scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, feeling sorry for myself for this, for that, viewing other people, wanting other people's lives, etc., etc. And social media, when you're in that state, is very harmful, does not help you at all. And these past few days, for example, at night when I went to sleep, I usually, for you guys, for like, I'm not even kidding, for maybe 2 years since I literally downloaded TikTok, which was more than 2 years ago, every single night before I went to sleep, I just took my phone, scrolled on TikTok. That's how I fell asleep. Scrolled on TikTok for like maybe an hour, half an hour. That's all I did. And oh my God, instead of actually having a routine that helped me mentally, helped me physically, and helped me grow, I would just scroll on TikTok. Which, don't get me wrong, like, sometimes we do just want to scroll on TikTok and it's fine. But when we take it to the extreme, when it's actually affecting how you feel, how you do things, that's when it's a no-go. So this past few days, I completely stopped doing that. Completely. Instead, I listened to audiobooks. I listened to guided meditation. I literally, if I use my phone, is to listen to an audiobook or a guided meditation of some sort. And I do sometimes like watch YouTube videos here and there, but I haven't scrolled on TikTok. And every single time throughout the day where I catch myself doing it, I make myself stop. And I put my phone down, put it aside, and I tell myself, no, you're not gonna scroll on TikTok. Seriously, it seems so dumb, so stupid that TikTok, an app, can cause so much, it can cause your mental health to deteriorate. Like, the literal definition of deteriorate. This entire week that I've been doing this, I wake up feeling so much better. There are some times where I actually fall asleep and dream about things that I watched on TikTok, obviously, right before I went to sleep. So there were some times where I woke up feeling like shit, and I was like, oh well, it's just not a good day. Well, of course it's not gonna be a good day if you're not prioritizing your health, your mental health, and your health overall. And I still need, like, there's so many things that I still want to do and still want to achieve with my personal growth. But just with these few changes, it's just what I needed to get me out of a rut, to get me out of that mental state that I was in. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect now, like everything is good. No, it's going to take a lot of time and it's going to take dedication, because growing and changing your mindset, it doesn't literally happen overnight. You need to work on it. You need to actually put in the work, the dedication. You need to be dedicated to wanting to change. It's funny because if my dad or my stepmom are listening to this, you're gonna be like, yes, I told you so. And one of the things that they've always told me, not always, but from a few years till now, is that if you want your life to change, if you want others, sometimes we want other people to change, sometimes we want situations to change. If we don't change, those situations, those people are not gonna change. We think that people are the ones that have to change because we don't want to look inside. We want to just put a wall, denial. Oh, it's fine. It's not my fault. It's not because of me. It's because of them. We are the ones that need to change. We are the ones that have the problem in the first place. The other person is living their life. The situation is just being. We are the ones that have to put in the work. It's literally like it's a sport. Treat it as if it's a sport that you're learning. I did competitive gymnastics for many, many years of my life, since I was like 9 until I was 13, I believe. And throughout that time, it was going to practice, training, learning, getting better, learning new things, getting out of my comfort zone. Being afraid of things, but overcoming those fears. All of these things are really important. Not only, that's why I say that you need to treat it like a sport, because you need to develop the skill, because our minds are already set to a routine, are already set to think a certain way. We need to completely change how we think, and it's not easy. Because the mind will come back to what it knows. And don't get me wrong, there's a difference between feeling comfortable and doing also uncomfortable things, and only being comfortable and never doing uncomfortable things. All of this has been going around in my brain, in my head, for the past 4 days. It's like I had a cloud, rainy, dark cloud in my head, and the cloud is slowly going away. So that is what's been going on in my head. And that is why I feel like changing your mindset sometimes, if needed, changing your mindset if needed, if you feel like you're in a rut, if you feel like there is something in your life that's not working, if you feel like you're not confident in yourself, you feel like there's certain situations in your life that you want to change, but you're overall just feeling like you don't know how to do it, you're feeling unmotivated, you're feeling like you can't do it, like it's impossible, we do really need to take accountability for our life. And bear with me, I'm gonna still learn a lot. I'm still learning a lot. It's going to be a process. You guys are going to come with me in this process. But you know what? I'm proud. I'm really, really proud of myself. This week, I could have decided to do what I always do when I feel down, when I'm going into a depressive episode. I could have done that, but no. This week, this time, I decided that it was enough and that I really wanted to change, that I never wanted to feel like that again. I have come to terms that some days are not going to be as good as others, but I'm going to make those days better. And I know I can. I know I can do that. And I will start to believe in myself again. I will start to believe that I can do whatever I put myself up to. And getting out of your comfort zone can be in really small ways. It can be really small things. It doesn't need to be like jump out of an airplane. Like, no, like it doesn't have to be extreme things. But we sometimes don't realize that we're so comfortable that by changing small things in our lives, small things in our daily routines, like, I don't know, maybe going out on a walk can quite literally start to change your life. And that's what I've been doing this past week. I told you guys that this was something I was passionate about, and I have been talking for the past 45 minutes. And honestly, props to me, because I'm always just so, this is also something, I get so imposter syndrome for everything I do, and it's just dumb. And I've had enough of my imposter syndrome. I am over it. And it's not that I'm not gonna feel it again, but I'm not gonna let it define what I do or what I wanna do or what I want to achieve. So I'm really proud that I did this episode. I'm really proud that this entire week I have completely 360 changed my mindset. So you guys, this was a real 360 to the podcast, because I usually talk about like more chill topics, more chill things, like or give you guys like book recommendations. I feel like I don't really get like very deep emotional in the podcast, which is also something that I am changing. I am doing it, and it's really important because I know that I can bring a lot of value and maybe help a lot of you guys. So I hope you guys are having an amazing Friday. I love you guys so much. If you're still listening, thank you so much for listening. It really, really means the world to me. I really recommend to you guys the book, The Mountain Is You. You can listen to the audiobook. It's literally on YouTube, or you can get the book. It's by Brianna West, and it's an amazing, incredible book, and it's really good for self-discovery. Also, The Wizard Liz on YouTube. Love her. And yeah, that was all that we have for today's chapter. If you guys want to listen to more chapters, make sure to follow the podcast and rate the podcast. That would mean the world to me. And if you're still here and if you do follow the podcast, I'm going to give you guys a sneak peek of next week's chapter, which is you guys' unpopular bookish opinions, which is going to be very fun. I will see you next Friday. I love you guys. Bye.